become free. Umuta bo miyad, and you're allowed to live with her right away. You see, according to Rashi and Elazar, that once you're an eved or a shivcha, you do not need a kabbalas mitzvahs. So it's going to sound like you never need a kabbalas mitzvahs, according to Rav Shimon. There's a way to make a goy Jew without a kabbalas mitzvahs. That means first force them to become an eved kenani or a shivcha kenanis, and once they're mekabel to be a shivcha, then you could free them and become a Jew without kabbalas or mitzvahs. So that's the kashya. So the demela, if you need a new kabbalas mitzvahs when you're mishachah, you're eved, that's telling this machlokes. The Tanakam holds you do. And the Rav Shimon says, but Rav Shimon Elazar holds you don't have to. Yomutav miyad. So Moros Rashi is Tap Rashi. Alma, what do we see? The Rabbi Shimon eved ain't tzorach lekabel b'shas tefilah shichro. An eved does not have to accept upon himself mitzvahs b'shas to become freed. Ule rabbonin lehevi takanta b'achi sava tzorach lekabel. The Rabbanan say, no, you do have to mekabel a new time mitzvahs b'shas to become free. So Moros says, oh my Rava. Rava says like this. My time with the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? The Yosef the Pasuk says, call eved ish miknas kesef. So dashing like this. Eved ish v'lo yeved isha. An eved that belongs to a man, and not an eved that belongs to an isha. So Rashi says, betzvio, this is like a kasha. V'yisha shekonsa avodim v'lo emolim v'lo yeved kesher avodim. Like, why can't an isha buy an eved kenani? What does the pasuk mean to say? Elo, the pasuk means like this. Eved ish atomal bakorchoi. If you have an eved kenani, you can be malim bakorchoi. V'yatomal ben yishvah korchoi. But if he's not a neved, you can't force him to become a Jew. So that's Reb Shimon's chiddush here, that if you're a neved already, you could force him to become free. He does not have need of kabbalas mitzvahs. Mashenk in a regular goy, you cannot force him to become a Jew. So the Mara of Rabbonin, Omer Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin's pshat here? Rabbonin, Omer Ula, that kishem shiatomal ben nishpa korkoi, the same way regular goy, you can't take him and force him to become a Jew. If he's not mekabel mitzvahs, you can't force him to make a mila. Ein mal iatomal ben nishpa korkoi. Kach, the same halacha the Rabbanan hold is iatomal eved nishpa korkoi. The same thing if you have an eved kenani, and now you want to make him a mila to make him into a Jew, you can't do it by korkoi. It has to be a kabbalas hamitzvahs. Rashi says Rabbanan. Kishem she'ein atomal ben ish bakorchoi. To loik sibu ish. His kachi atomal. O milsa b'yalmi. V'lo yakesh is not really yakesh. Elohi kamalei. This is what the pasuk means to say. Ki eche de moidis lama ben. The same way you might have a regular son, or a regular person. Hu adin li evanami. Te megairin ben das elam ritsonai. There's no din geirus to force a person to become a Jew. It's only if he wants to and is mekabel upon himself geirus. Kabel upon himself mitzvahs. But even if you have an eved kenani, you cannot force him to become free to become a Jew. For the Gemara, according to Rabbanan Elo, the Elo Aksiv Kol Evedish, I the pasuk says Evedish Mashmid is a special din about an Evedish. And the Gemara, whom he boil look at the Shmuel. This pasuk of Evedish we need for Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says like this: Hamaf Gir Avdoi. If somebody has an eved kenani and he just masks him, he makes him hefker. Says whoever wants him can have him, like I'm freeing him, where Hefker is Yotzel Lecheris. Shmuel's din is, that's also Lecheris. The Eved goes out free. And in such a case, the Yain Tzara get Shichur. He does not have to have a special get, a special document from his master saying he's freeing him. A regular Eved Kenani needs to get Shichur. If the master wants to free him, he has to give him a get Shichur. But if the Adon is Mafker him, makes him Hefker, he doesn't have to. Shenema the pasuk says, "Call Eved Ish Miknas Kesef." That means Eved Ish v'lo Eved Isha. Like, what's behind the pasuk? Does it mean only an Eved of an Ish and not an Eved of an Isha? Like, why not? Why can't an Isha have an Eved? Elo the pasuk means like this: Eved sheyesh lo rishus the rabbi yolov kor yov Eved. If an Eved still has a master, then he's called an Eved. In other words, if the master did not masker him, didn't set him like free, he's still called an Eved. But v'shein rishus the rabbi yolov, but in the case where the Odin was masker him, gave up his rights to use him, the master has no more rights over the Eved, even though that's only a din in mumnis, you can only be masker your din in mumnis here, the rights to use him as mumin, still the din is ain't kari Eved. He's not called your Eved even for Yisurim. That's from Muzalacha. that once you mafka your eved, you have no rights to use the mamnas of him, hu adin, you have no dini surim on him anymore. And automatically he becomes the ben churn, becomes a free person. Just as possible. Eved ish, and not an eved that doesn't have a nester. But if you want to be Mizgayirim, Avad, he only becomes a ger, he only becomes, even the Tevichanani, he only becomes a Jew if he's makabel upon himself mitzvahs. But you can't force him to become a Jew. Maske v'lo rapapa. Papa has a question like this. Ey modisham adul rabbonin, when do you see this svara for the rabbonin over here? The Rashi says the pligi of Rav Shimon lehevet akanto, that the rabbonin say you can't force an ever to become a Jew. That's only be a fast toyer. It's only the posuk here of Yefas Toyer. So Rashi says, Lo Shaycha b'mitzvahs. She's not Shaycha b'mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Lo Shaycha b'mitzvahs. She has nothing to do with mitzvahs yet. Well, Yefas Toyer means time you went to fight against the Goyim, and you saw a pretty shiksa there, and you want her. So the whole pasture of Yefas Toyer. But right now she's a total shiksa. She has no mitzvahs at all. Therefore you can't force her to become a Jew. Avol Eved, Mashenken, if you have already an Eved Kenani, the Shaycha b'mitzvahs. He has already mitzvahs. An Eved Kenani has the halacha like an Isha. Rashi says, Abel Eved, Shesho Etzloi Kama Yom, he lived with you already. V'ni Yigolav Mitzvahs on Eges B'Eved. Mishamat Lo Desarach L'Kabel. If an Eved Kenani, like, is doing the mitzvahs he's supposed to do, and now you want to free him, did you ever hear, you have to have a new Kabbalah? Of course not, like he's a Jew already. So where's the Zohi Nami? Ti Yafilo Rabbanan Maida. But maybe here the Rabbanan do agree that you're allowed to take your Eved Kenani and free him, and automatically he becomes a Jew. You don't need a new Kabbalah. Titania will learn like this. Echad ger, v'echad lekeach Eved minadik echovim, tzorech lekabal. When do you need a Kabbalah's ger with a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Only a regular ger, a regular guy, or else if you buy an Eved off a guy. So since the Eved had no mitzvahs yet, he belonged to a guy, so now when the Jew buys him, he has to be mekabel upon himself to mekabel mitzvahs. It's a diya called a keich mi Yisrael. The mashma, if you buy an Eved Kenani off a Jew, that the Eved Kenani has a din like an ishi, he has mechuyev and mitzvahs already, and it's sorach lekabel, you do not have to be mekabel to make him a new kabbalah samitzvahs. So the churamani, who does this price go like? Irab Shimon ben Elazar, ha'amah lo keich min ovi kechavim, nami yet sorach lekabel. Shimon ben Elazar says, no, even when you buy an Eved off a guy, you could force him to become a Jew. You could force a guy to become a Jew. So who does this price go like? Elo lav Rabban, who is going according to Rabbanin Shita. Who shmamino, you see from the Rabbanin, till okeach minoivi kechavim, tzorach lekabel. You see there's a difference. When did Rabbanin say you can't force a guy to become a Jew? That's if he has no mitzvahs yet. He was an eved by a guy. He's a total guy. Now if a Jew buys him, you want to make him into a Jew, you have to have a kabbalah some mitzvahs. You have to accept him ritzonai. But if you buy an Eved Kenani that was by Yisrael already, once he already has a din of an Eved Kenani, now when he becomes free, he does not need a new Kabbalah or mitzvahs. The din of an Eved Kenani alone is enough to make him into a Jew. The more of Yael Akashi, if Sodan has Akashi al din before, says Echad Ger v'Echad Eved Meshuchar. It's Shver, before it says Echad Gev, Yechad Eved Meshuchah, both have the same halacha. And we thought it means they both need a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So you see, just like a regular ger needs a Kabbalah Samitzvahs, who was in an Eved also needs a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So Mora says, Kitanya Hilinyan Tfilah, no. That price only means to say the two are alike, that they both need Tfilah. A ger needs Tfilah, and who was in an Eved Kenani, like Tresis Mdai before, when an Eved Kenani wants to become free, he needs another Tfilah. But a Kabbalah Samitzvahs he does not need. Tanya, we learn like this. Kitanya, Linyan, Tfilah Tanya. We learned that Tzushtel, the Dumyan, they're alike, the Ger and the Eved Meshuchar, only Nagaya Tilchas Tfilah. But not Nagaya to Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Trashi, Sheshneim Shavim Betfilah, Shetzvichim Litvul, Kishaboyim Lachal Yisrael Gomer, Av Linyan Kabbalah, Lahushvu, the Yevad Ein Tzorch Lekabbalah Bishas Tfilah Shichur. An Eved Kenani does not need a new Kabbalah Bishas he becomes freed. It's enough to Kabbalah he had at the beginning when he first became an Eved Kenani. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan says like this. In the Pasha of Yefas Toyer, it says like this. The Giluches Roisha, she has to cut off her hair. The Yosef says Tipanel, she has to make her nails. So Reb Lezer Waima Tikots. That means let them grow long. Also Tipanel doesn't mean she cuts off her nails. It means let her nails grow long, it makes her look ugly. If you fast, tell you the Torah says for 30 days, let her cry and let her look ugly, that maybe the Jew will change his mind and won't want to marry her. Rabbi Kiva says, tagdil. Don't forget, Rabbi Lezer says, tukis, it means cut it off. Rabbi Kiva Raimah tagdil means let the nails grow long. The Rambam Rabbi Lezer, Nemra Asiya Brush, Rabbi Lezer sheet 3 is the what she has to cut her nails, because then it says Asiya Brush, making her head, but Nemra Asiya Batsifanayim, making the nails. Ma'alal and Avor, just like by the hair, the Gilchas Roisha, it means cut a shave off a hair, is Afka and Avor, here also by the nails, Yosef, it's Hiponea, means we have to tell her to cut her nails. We have the Kiva Laimano, Namarasiya Barosh, Venamarasiya Batsipanayan, Ma'alal and Nivul, Afka Nivul, just like by the head, it means to cut off a hair, to make her not look nice, who are then by the nails also, it means that she not look nice, that means to let it grow long, that's the Nivul. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, it means she has to let her hair and the nails grow long. For Raila Dabba, what's the Raya for this? For Raila Dibra Rabbi Lezer, for Raya to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that he says what? She has to cut her nails. The Pasuk says, Omi Pipoishes Ben Shol Yorad Likros Amelech, Loyosa Raglov, Loyosa Svomov. Maasi, what does it mean here, Avara? Loyosa Raglov means Rashi Lakotsa Siponi Raglov. He did not cut off his nails. So mashma also means the lashon of cutting off your nails. So that's Rabbi Lezer Shita that she has to cut off her nails. These 30 days we make her cut off her nails. Tana Rabban, the Brach says like this. The pasuk says, "Uvach says Rabbi Yevesima, we let her sit and cry for her mother and for her father."